Dominican brothers and sisters working in interfaith contexts in countries around the world have been meeting here in Rome to discuss new ways of preaching the faith in such multicultural settings. Participants at the five-day meeting heard from experts on Islam in particular as they discussed the question of salvation in other religious traditions. One of the organisers of the meeting was Father Claudio Monge, who has worked for many years on Catholic-Islamic dialogue in Istanbul. He told Philippa Hitchin more about the focus of these discussions.
I think that one of the most important things that struck me during our sharing and discussion is that we discover more and more that we cannot anymore define our identity without others. Because other, different in faith, in culture, in thinking, is fundamental to allow me to discover something more for my tradition. The other is not just a mirror, but it's something different. And sometimes I get back an image of myself that is new, and I never discovered it before. Then I think that we need to go forward, because today is very difficult to speak about otherness, because we fear, and in our society we build, it's incredible, but more and more walls and separation, and in, especially in political and social politics. And I think that we need, from a theological point of view and even philosophical point of view, we need others to discover and to deepen our own identity.
Within the Dominican world, you have a particular vocation for the preaching of the word. How does this help you in this interfaith dialogue?
Yes, we spoke also how to preach today in an interfaith world, in society, a more and more multicultural and multi-religious society. And we discovered that probably we need to go back more and more to the wellspring of our faith, and especially to, I would like to say, as St. Peter said in the first letter, we need to give a sense of our hope, to explain to human beings why we hope in a, not only in a better world, not only in a future better world, not only in a kingdom of heaven, but why we trust in human beings, why we think that this humanity has a sense. Of course, for a Christian point of view, there is an answer very, very simple, very clear, because God himself became human.